Welcome to Ayurveda Talks, conversations with Ayurvedic masters and enlightening teachers to share with you their inspiration, their profound and practical wisdom, and the genius of Ayurveda.
Hi, I'm here at the NAMA conference with Dr. Robert Svoboda, one of the absolute leading lights in Ayurveda. Not only is he one of the first persons to study Ayurveda in India, he's really been an important educator for all of us in the West, and we're really, really grateful to you.
Thank you.
So last night you were the keynote speaker.
I was.
You gave a great talk.
Thank you.
Why, in summary, in your opinion, does Ayurveda matter?
Ayurveda, if we simply translate the word, means the knowledge of life or the art of living or the lore of longevity. And I think one of the biggest problems with the modern world is that people, they're alive, they're physically alive, but I think a lot of people have forgotten what it means to really live. It's one thing to be alive and another one to live, and to really be integrated into the fabric of life, which is where, after all, humans have evolved from. So I think what's Ayurveda has a lot to offer the world, but I think what it really has to offer is a renewal of the relationship that we have with the entire biosphere, and a better understanding of our place there, and a better understanding of how we can contribute to the well-being of life in general.
So that's beautiful. And when you say that, being part of that web of life, are there any practical steps, practical things people might do each day?
I think there are, and the practical steps that I can think of immediately are ones that were suggested to me by my mentor, Vimalanandaji. And he said that every morning when you wake up, it's good to be thankful that you're alive, because that allows you to do all sorts of things that you may need to do in life. It's good to remember that you're going to die, and that could happen today. And so it's good to be aware that the concept that we have over here, in particular, of killing time is not something... Killing time is like killing our own life. So it's much better to pay attention to the fact that every second that goes by is closer to the end of that life. And to make a request to Providence or the Supreme Reality or whatever you want to call it, that we should pay attention to the conscience that is always there telling us what is the right thing to do, and not to try to cheat it, which is something that's very easy for humans to do. And then at night, as is also suggested in the Ayurvedic text, to review the day to find out how things went. The rubric that he followed was, have I lived? Have I really put an effort into living that day as fully as I could, understanding that it might be my last? Have I loved? Have I allowed? Have I connected to God, which is love, and really allowed myself to feel the what's really real in life? And have I laughed, particularly laughed at my own self in all of the ways that I have not failed, that I've failed to do what I could have done to have really lived in the best way possible?
When you say that, what really strikes me is, and I think a lot of people don't maybe know this, that Ayurveda is so much more than what we think of when we think of a healing science.
And I think that's unfortunately because all too often in the modern world, it used to be we could talk about the West, but now this is pervasive in the entire world. In the modern world, there is a philosophy of materialism that has infected medicine as well. So medicine has become something that's completely mechanical, and there's been a failure to understand just how much not only the mental and psychological and emotional, but also the spiritual aspect of life is something that directly affects your physical reality. And I think that's a big reason why there's so many diseases that are not properly diagnosed or treated, is that people are trying to look at it just from the physical point of view and not understanding just how much it may be a problem of the emotions or even of of an unbalanced connection to spirit.
And that also might be why Ayurveda is growing so fast, because we're hungry for that reintegration.
I certainly think so. I think people are, and of course, the sad thing is that people are hungry and they don't many of them search for something that's much more marginal and fringe in the hope of finding a quick fix, rather than understanding in the same way that a tree grows, it's something that is a very slow, progressive thing that also has to be part of what we want to do if you want to live in a really healthy, well integrated with the rest of life kind of way.
Beautiful. So you mentioned last night that we need to really arrive at a clear consensus around what Ayurveda means. Would you share what you said? You said it has three things in your mind.
The three things I said were that the first thing is the prana, the life force, which is not a symbolic thing, but something that really exists, that everyone who especially is a student of Ayurveda should cultivate in their own selves, become aware of how it is moving when they are aligned with it, when they're not aligned with it. The second is the question of guna, which means quality or characteristic or attribute. So the gunas are what provide us the way that we interact with the world. And when we understand the characteristics of substances and actions, then we can know which things are appropriate for us and which are not. And the third is santosha, which means satisfaction, which means being not spending the entire day craving for something different from what we already have and who we already are.
Right.
So I think just starting with those three concepts, the rest of Ayurveda will automatically unfold.
Very beautiful. Simple and yet full of great wisdom and even complexity as we explore it. Do you have any final message that you'd like to share?
Ayurveda is a wonderful thing. And like all the other sciences of India, including astrology and tantra and so on, it's an unending study. One lifetime is not sufficient for it. And as my mentor used to like to say, when you're walking along a road, remember, the road is not going to get tired. You're the one who's going to get tired. So it's good not to become acquisitive and not to have the desire to take all of Ayurveda in, which you couldn't digest at one time anyway. Keep taking it in, make it a point to continue learning on a daily basis, and automatically you'll be able to have the stamina to continue following that path, walking along that road as long as you live.
Clearly one of the wisest persons in America who also travels around the world. Please look for his books and his lectures and find him online. And thank you very, very much. Really appreciate it. Really grateful.
Thank you.